This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Gillian Coldsnow. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 dropped below 100 in Colorado for the first time since late summer. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
There are 96 people currently hospitalized with a confirmed case. That's the lowest since August. And it's more confirmation that this cold weather season did not come anywhere near prior winter pandemic peaks, when the number topped 1,500 three times. Patients diagnosed with COVID on visits to the emergency room fell again and are below 1%. New admissions, the positivity rate, and cases also dropped, though most people aren't testing anymore. Most utilities are reporting declining trends in wastewater. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper highlighted youth apprenticeship programs during a Senate hearing this past week. He got a boost from two Colorado witnesses who talked about how these technical on-the-job training programs can help companies develop high-skilled labor and give high school students career direction. Hickenlooper added, apprenticeships are as routine a path as college in many countries, such as Switzerland.
It's accepted that this is a viable, valuable opportunity for any one of our youth if they are, so inclined. It's what attracts them.
Last year, Hickenlooper introduced a bipartisan bill to set up grants to boost youth apprenticeship programs, but he said it could be a challenge to get this through this Congress. This is CPR News and KRCC.